Cardinals of West Virginia resound from the sound of Golden Blue football.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Now let's bring on the Mountaineers. Goes around about the 15, the 10, the 5. A touchdown, West Virginia. He did it.
He did it. Patrick White. Touchdown, Tay Vaughn Austin.
But Don Nealon's Mountaineers enjoy walking in where angels feared to tread.
I think you think that these guys are going to fall over dead for you. Well, I got news for you. They're going to punch you right in the mouth.
It's Mountaineer pride.
Nothing cheap, nothing dirty, but West Virginia football. West Virginia football.
Leave no doubt tonight. They shouldn't have played the old Golden Blue. Not this night.
They've done it. They've done it. A perfect season.
And the Mountaineers, for the first time in history, undefeated and untied.
Don Nealon and his Mountaineers, for the second time, have finished a regular season with an unblemished mark.
Ain't no stopping the Golden Blue.
And now recorded from the CRW Studios in Almost Heaven, West Virginia, it's the Country Roads webcast with your host, Jordan Cruz.
What's going on, Mountaineer Nation? Welcome into another live stream here on the Country Roads webcast channel. May 10th edition. Got a lot of topics to cover here in regards to transfer portal target for WVU football, of course. We got a jersey number change, haven't had a chance to cover on the channel. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. Ren Baker, rumored to get a contract extension. Still waiting on the official announcement from the university, but we can go ahead and talk about it. And how about 247 Sports coming out with their Big 12 quarterback rankings? We know last year, Garrett Green was very bottom of the list. We'll see where he ended up at in this year's version of their Big 12 quarterback rankings. Talk a little bit about that. And then most importantly, got some new channel information I want to share with you guys. Give it a couple minutes, let some people roll in before we dive in on that. But we will try and lead off with that if we can. The updates for the channel here that are kind of important. If you're a fan of the Country Roads webcast, I think. So we'll get into that momentarily. But let's see what we got here. As always, encourage you guys, drop your questions, comments, concerns here. Let you guys guide the conversation a little bit. See Tim Green in here. What's going on, Tim? He says, yesterday's Paul was show was a very good one. It was nice seeing you two together. Great job. Hey, appreciate that, Tim. Means a lot, man. Appreciate you being in here, tuning in, and chiming in. Hopefully everyone else in here chooses to do so as well. Like I said, we'll let some more people get in here, but that kind of transitions well into what I was going to – one of the main things I wanted to cover here, of course, in regards to the channel update, is that here on the Country Roads webcast, you know, just to kind of take a little bit off my plate, I think I'm going to be talking only about WVU football here moving forward, just kind of getting hard to cover both sports and stuff. So, you know, you may see me over there on Hoop from the Hills from time to time talking some basketball there when I feel the need to talk a little WVU basketball or something. We'll see what happens. Now, that doesn't mean that in these live streams you guys can't ask me basketball questions. I do want to say that. You guys always welcome those. But I'm just saying as far as dedicated pre-recorded videos, you know, the topics for my live streams that I'll be sharing will all be WVU football related, but that doesn't mean you can't ask me basketball questions or anything like that. But just pretty much going to be football only here on the Country Roads webcast moving forward, just make it a little bit easier on me, especially make it a little bit easier podcast season. You know, when both their sports run, you know, coincide, it's kind of hard when I try and release, you know, two episodes per week during the football season. But that's one of the main things I wanted to update. But the other thing I think a little bit more exciting maybe for you guys, because it's going to mean extra content, you know, with taking basketball off the plate and focusing solely on football, I've also decided to start channel memberships finally here on the Country Roads webcast. So you can now become a member here at the CRW, and I've got two different tier levels for you to join, both of which I think have some good perks. So let me pull this graphic up here, sharing that a little bit, you guys, and hopefully some of you guys will be interested in this. Definitely, if so, there should be a join button now down right there near the channel name, and you can join there if you'd like. But let me pull up the info and tell you all what the benefits will be from doing so. All right. So this is the CRW membership information here. These are the two tier levels that I'm offering. You got the wild and wonderful level, and then you got the tippy top level. Of course, the almost heaven level is what we're calling that one. Starting off here, let's talk a little bit about the wild and wonderful level. It would be $4.99 per month to be a member there of the Wild and Wonderful level here on the CRW channel. That's going to include some custom badges, which I've filled out that they you earn them kind of as time. The longer you're a member, the more that you get. I wrote down which ones are, they are, because the way that I did, I thought the coolest way to do the badges would be to do them in, you know, a WVU football helmet. You guys know I like those. I always keep the mini helmets there. So the way that I did it, when you first join, you join the Wild and Wonderful level, you'll start off with the gold, just regular WVU football helmet. After you're a member for a month, you get the white WVU football helmet badge as well, if you'd like that. After 2 months, then you'll get the blue WVU football helmet badge. If you're a member for 6 months, you get the blue WVU football helmet that is the state outline with the American flag state outline blue helmet. Then if you're a member for a year, you get the white West Virginia helmet with the American flag logo. And then there are other ones, you know, these are for, you know, the dedicated members, because this is going to be far down the line. This is going to be if you've been a member for a long time. If you're a member for 2 years, you will get the black Coal Rush helmet that just came out as a badge to have on the channel. And then if you're a member for 3 years, you're going to get the white Country Roads helmet from the Country Roads uniforms. And then if you make it all the way to being a member for 4 years, you'll get that blue Country Roads helmet with that state outline and WV inside. So those are the badges there. You know, it says custom badges. That's what it's talking about. You automatically start off with one once you join at that $4.99 Wild and Wonderful level, and that's going to be the gold helmet. But those are just the other ones that you can earn. You also would get priority in comments and in chat. You know, if I see that member badge, you're more likely to have your comment and chat read here in live streams. And, of course, trying to reply to all my members in comments on pre-recorded videos as well. And you'd also have early access to videos at that level, which means, you know, when on occasion I would have a video scheduled to come out before, you know, it would even come out, I would release it to members only. And this would really be beneficial, I think, once the season rolls around. Like I said, once the WV football season starts, you guys know I release, you know, a preview episode every week and a review episode every week. You guys would get that before anyone else. So you would get the game preview before anyone else. You would get the game review before anyone else. And I'm debating on still yet. Those are the only things right now that I have officially confirmed for that Wild and Wonderful level. But you guys know last year that I did my snap counts, injury report, and depth chart stream. I'm debating on making that a members only thing or if keeping that free or not. But regardless, right now, for sure, you'll get all those three things listed there in the Wild and Wonderful level. But where it really gets fun, and I think it is some cool stuff here that I'm able to throw out now with focusing on WVU football only, is here at this Almost Heaven level. Now, that's going to be $7.99 per month, but you're going to get a lot in here. Everything you get in the Wild and Wonderful level, you get still yet again in the Almost Heaven level. But we're also going to do, I'm going to be starting a monthly live stream hangout, which is going to be, you know, a live stream similar to this, but it's going to be for only the members there at that Almost Heaven level. And instead of, you guys know how I have news topics pulled up or videos pulled up that I'll share throughout the stream and then touch on y'all's comments, you know, in between when I can. Instead, that monthly live stream member hangout is just going to be me just sitting here talking to you guys, just us chilling, no topics, you know, me talking to you guys in chat, y'all talking to each other, you know, talking to me, doing whatever, you know, maybe we'll throw in, you know, some games, even we can play some fun stuff, but it's literally just going to be a hangout between us and just kind of a more chill experience and stuff with those monthly live streams. So that's pretty cool. And then WVU football game rewatch commentaries. This is what I'm going to start. I'm going to hope to have the first one or so uploaded early next week. So within the next few days, if you become a member, you're going to start to see these pop up. I'm going to go through all of last season game by game, and we can rewatch the game together. So similar if you've ever, you know, watched like a movie commentary where you start the movie up the same time as someone else that's going to provide commentary with it. You guys would start the game up the same time I'm watching the game, and I would just provide commentary for a WVU football game rewatch. Like I said, I'm going to be going through all of last season. But I think if you join at this level, I'm also going to give you the ability to request a game to, you know, rewatch and do commentary for there as a members only video. And that would mean any WVU football game that you can find on YouTube, you can request that I'll do a commentary for it when you join at that Almost Heaven level. And then you guys may remember a feature that I did on the channel. I've done it briefly some in the past, cruise film reviews, but it's now going to be a members only thing at the Almost Heaven level. And that's going to be really beneficial once the season comes around, because pretty much what I do is, you know, I rewatch every WVU football game anyway, usually try and rewatch it prior to the review podcast that I'm going to release. And you guys will be in there. I probably going to do it as a live stream as well. So it would be another members only live stream. And you guys can just essentially rewatch, you know, the previous WVU game that just happened with me, and we can just kind of chat about it. And I'm going to pause it and, you know, kind of do some film review for it, for the WVU football game as well. So that's at the Almost Heaven level. So, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff at the Wild and Wonderful level already, but if you go up to that Almost Heaven level and you become a member there for that $7.99 a month, I think you're certainly going to get that out of it. And I'm going to put in a lot of extra work here to make sure that it's really benefiting you guys for some extra content and some really cool stuff that I haven't done previously on the channel and that I really haven't seen anyone else do yet in regards to WVU football content, with like game rewatch commentaries, the ability to request a game to rewatch and do a commentary for, the monthly hangout streams, and then of course the film review will be really cool once the season comes around and we're kind of rewatching those games together. So definitely something to consider, you know, if you have an extra $8 a month, which, I mean, what's that, 2 gallons of gas now, guys? So, you know, if you do, I think that would really be beneficial for your WVU football fan. I think you'd really get some enjoyment out of it. And, you know, I mentioned I'm tossing around doing the other live streams on the Wild and Wonderful level. I'm also tossing around, if I can figure it out, because I don't know a ton about Discord, having a dedicated Discord server for Almost Heaven members here at the CRW level as well. So that's the main important channel update I wanted to provide you guys, is finally started channel memberships here on the Country Roads webcast, because I've got, you know, enough time now and have kind of allocated the time to be able to do some cool things with it and hopefully give you guys some really cool extra content. So hopefully some people take advantage of it, and you'll start to see some of those rewatch commentaries pop up if you do so and take advantage of it at that Almost Heaven level there. So I wanted to share that with you guys. That's one of the main updates here. And, you know, if more people pop in here later, may pull that back up and do one more update on that here towards the end. But let me catch up with you guys in chat here real quickly, and then we'll start diving in on some of these other WVU football news topics. Timmy Green, I really appreciate that, man. I should have known that you would be one of the very first, as much as you know, are loyal to tune in and chime in here. Definitely, I really appreciate that. He says he'll be one of the first that joins as soon as he gets paid. He guarantees it. Hey, I believe you, man. I know that you will, Timmy. I really appreciate that, and hopefully it's some really cool content. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, all the stuff that comes out of it. And, you know, we'll also kind of get to know each other a little bit better if you're at that Almost Heaven level with those monthly hangouts and, of course, the hangouts for the film reviews as well. Excuse me, guys. I've still been battling that scratchy throat from that cold I had a couple weeks ago. What's going on, Shaggy? Appreciate you being here as always, man. Eric Flowers, appreciate you too, tuning in and chiming in. What's going on? Eric says he's from Charleston. Might get to see the Northern Lights in WV, probably only Northern WV. Yeah, probably won't get to see him down here. I'm down here in Mercer County, Eric. So not too far from you, for sure. Not too far from you. Kenny says he's here, been in a lot of pain. Dang, Kenny, I hate to hear that, man. Hopefully, hope you're recovering at least, man. Hope you're doing all right, Kenny. Glad to see you here regardless. Appreciate that. Shaggy says he's from Cabell County. That's awesome. Appreciate everyone being in here, though, tuning in and chiming in. Definitely, you know, wanted to share that channel update. If you haven't had a chance, you know, if you're just now popping in late, I will go back and cover that again before we wrap up. But, you know, just to kind of sum it up, offering channel memberships here on the Country Roads webcast for the first time ever with some really cool perks for WVU football fans, and also kind of just transitioning more to WVU football content only here on the CRW channel as well. But I will yet again pull up that graphic I just shared in case you missed it towards the end of the stream and explain to you guys what you get in those membership tiers. But before we get there, let's talk some WVU football, some fun topics coming up. This one's, you know, a little bit older, but I definitely wanted to talk about it here because it is significant. You know, a lot of times I talk about these just because you guys know I'm a uniform junkie. You know, I'm a roster junkie, so I love, you know, jersey numbers, you know, stats, positions, all that kind of stuff. And this kind of coincides right along with that. So I always do report on jersey number changes anyway. But this one is more significant because Rodney Gallagher, we know, wore number 2. That's one thing we knew. Another thing that we knew is what? He was working with the defensive backs spring practice, right? Working as a nickelback a little bit there in camp, possibly toying around with the possibility of him playing both sides of the football, because we know he is going to be involved at the receiver position as he was as a true freshman. But that just talks a little bit about his athleticism. And, you know, I think a lot of people were wondering, oh, this is probably just one of those spring experiments, you know, just them having fun, letting them test the waters and stuff. We needed some bodies over there. We were dealing with some injuries, you know, Crandall out, Spells out. So we were just kind of seeing how it goes. But Now I think that this really solidifies that that was more than just an experiment. We will see Rodney Gallagher play on defense some this fall, because that would probably be the only reason you would see this number switch happen, because he's, you know, he's had that number two. He was expecting to get that number two when he came here. He got it. And so the only reason that he would switch, what you see him switching this year, he will be wearing number 24, would be because on defense, Aubrey Burks is already number two. Now, you can have two players that wear the same jersey number, but they can't be on the field at the same time. So the fact that Rodney Gallagher is switching from 2 to 24, there's your hint that you probably will see him play defense some this season. Neil Brown's quote from the spring is he's pushing to be a starter at receiver, and he's a guy we want to get him the ball. He's also a guy that could potentially could give us some snaps at nickel. And so Rodney Gallagher said, you know, two-way guy, just to confirm it there on social media. And how about our friend of the show here, WVU Uniforms 304, someone you guys should follow on social media if you don't already, giving us a nice look about what he could potentially look like in that number 24 here. If I could find the link there. There it is. Rodney Gallagher, the third, switching from 2 to 4. Like I said, follow at WVU Uniforms 304 and X if you guys don't. Amazing content in regards to WVU uniforms and some jersey swaps and things like that. But check this out. There's Rodney Gallagher, 24, that we'll see him in this fall. So you see 24 running around on offense. It's not a new player. It's Rodney Gallagher in a new number, and you'll probably see him out there on the defensive side as well. So pretty cool update for sure. Wanted to touch on that, definitely. Eric says it might be working in Beckley again soon. Still has those WVU. Hey, if you've got them, man, and you are coming to Beckley, try and bring them with you, and I'll you know, we'll see what they're looking like, and I'll give you some money and maybe take them off your hands. You know where I work there in Beckley, so if you you know, if you are in Beckley, come by, man. I'm there 9 times out of 10, so you guys know that for sure. I work a lot, but I always try and squeeze out time for content here on the channel as well. Kenny says he's in Summers County, close to me. Yeah, very close to me, for sure, right there down the road. You know, crossed into Summers County many a times, you know, going to Pipestem, things like that. And, of course, back in the day playing basketball and stuff. So, for sure, for sure. I traveled through that way. I used to work in about a year and a half, I worked in Marlinton, West Virginia, down there. Helped manage a liquor store for a little bit down there. And when I would go there, I would just travel through Summers County to get up on the interstate and then go, of course, take the Lewisburg exit, go through Lewisburg, and then, of course, down that winding country road all the way down into Marlinton, just below Snowshoe, right? Which Snowshoe, man, it gets a lot of crazy travelers, people you wouldn't expect. I mean, there's people from all over the country coming to that ski resort, which winter sport's never really been my thing, man. I'm always obviously into football season for one, but not a big fan of the cold, and I'm clumsy as hell. So, you know, you put me on a pair of skis, I'm liable to break something for sure. Never been on them. Never been on them. Don't know how I got off on that tangent, but you guys know how that goes for sure. Silas says, late to the party. Let's go. Hey, Mountaineer Silas. Hey, since you're late to the party, I figured some people may be coming in here late. So towards the end, you know, stick around, Silas. I'm going to update, you know, again, what I did at the beginning of the channel, which is now introducing channel memberships here on the Country Roads webcast and transitioning to pretty much, you know, WVU football only content here on the channel. But with that, there's going to be some really cool perks coming. So appreciate you hopping in here, Silas. Silas says he loves snowshoe, loves snowboarding. I got a lot of friends that are into that. You know, Steven, the co-host here on the Country Roads webcast, big into snowboarding. He loves it, man. Just not my cup of tea. Never really got into any of it for sure. Hey, Kenny, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. You never know. You never know. Eric says, you and Paul mentioned something last night he had thought about. No one has mentioned what happens if your right-hand quarterback goes down in the game and now the right side of the line needs to be. I think I know where you're going with that, Eric, when we were talking about the blind side. Because when, you know, next year, or yeah, I guess it would be next year, not this year coming up, but, you know, the year following, Nico's taking over. He's going to be your left-hander. So, you know, the blind side then is going to be your right tackle. Personally, I think that if, you know, knock on wood somewhere in here, if anything were to happen to Garrett and we had to see Nico for an extended period of time beyond like one game or, you know, spot duty, my best guess is they would probably flip Wyatt Milam and let him be, you know, that blindside tackle on the right side. Because, you know, remember when Wyatt Milam first came in his first year as a true freshman, they didn't want to, you know, throw him into the fire right away at left tackle. They let him play right tackle that first season. So he does have experience there. So he can play either side, I believe. So they probably would do that, would be my best guess, I think. But it definitely would need to be addressed, as you see there. Shaggy WV says, love the new black jersey. Hope they wear it for the Penn State game. As do I. In perfect transition, Shaggy, man. You read my mind, because one of the other topics, this is really cool, and I kind of teased this last night in that video I did with Paul over on Hoops from the Hills. I've got this clip here from Matt Brown, who does the Extra Points newsletter. And if you guys don't know who Matt Brown is, as far as EA Sports College Football video game is concerned, he's, you know, kind of one of the main guys that's been breaking news in the lead up to, you know, what's going to be the full reveal here coming in less than a week now. Full reveal for that game is going to be May 16th at 11 a.m. They released one of the covers today and the first screenshot for EA Sports College Football. I cover that on my other channel, JC's Pop Culture, here on YouTube. Subscribe there if you're into that. But the reason I'm bringing up the EA Sports College Football video game is because when those black jerseys were released, I know a lot of people were concerned if those were going to be in the game, and if West Virginia's new uniform set was going to be in the game. I 100% believe West Virginia's new uniform set's going to be in the game. I think that that's why they denied Mike Kazaz's FOIA request when he tried to submit it earlier prior to the spring game, because they probably submitted those uniforms to EA Sports and didn't want it to leak before they had a chance to reveal the uniforms. But in regards to the black uniforms, we got an update here from Matt Brown in a recent interview he did just 2 days ago on another channel called Trash Your Football, where he directly references the West Virginia black uniforms and how they can be in the EA Sports College Football video game. So let me share this video clip with you guys.
The other thing that on uniforms that I can share, I think I tweeted this, but it's true, is that there's also an agreement and a mechanism for EA to be able to quickly add alternate uniforms that are debuted over the course of the season. So theoretically, let's say a university is going to wear a fun alternate like on October 7th. And the university is the one that breaks the news of the uniform, and they tease it a couple of days beforehand, and everybody quote tweets it. And it's like, oh my God, this uniform is so awesome. They wear it on October 7th. They've already sent EA the files 3 weeks earlier. And then in the next update, after it's worn on the field, EA can put it in the game. Will everybody want to do that? I don't know. But does that mechanism exist? Yes.
So to basically just add on to that, you can say, like, for instance, West Virginia implemented their new charcoal uniforms and like pictures of their new uniforms. So you can say if they've implemented it now, then there's still a chance that it could be in the game, correct?
Yeah, that was the exact example. I think, okay, I brought about that earlier this week. If West Virginia wants the Cole uniform in the game, the Cole uniform can be in the game, even if it was released well after April 30th.
Once the Cole uniform in the game, it'll be in the game. So, you know, Matt Wells, Kristen Coldsnow, everyone involved, you know, Ren Baker, hopefully they have done that, you know, submitted what they need to IMG or whoever it is that handles that transition, that handles the IP. I think it's IMG, Learfield, whatever it's called, for WVU. And I think there's a good chance that those will show up in the game. Now, earlier in that video, he also talks about how, you know, teams are probably going to have their primary uniform set in one alternate, and any others will probably have to be, you know, paid for content that you have to, you know, throw a few extra dollars into the game and download to be able to have. So it's also a potential possibility that the black uniforms, the Cole Rush ones, will be, you know, behind a little paywall. You might have to throw a little extra money to be able to download them on the EA Sports College Football game. But sounds like there's a great chance of them being on there, and pretty cool one to share that update with you guys. See some other people in the chat here. Appreciate everyone here tuning in and chiming in. Everyone says Cole uniforms seem to be a big hit. I think so, too. I've seen far fewer detractors than I thought I would, you know, when I was hearing they were finally doing the black uniforms, for sure. Salas with a good question here. Thoughts on Utah looking like they get an easier schedule this fall? Unfortunate, honestly, because I think Utah is a really good team. I think also, you know, they're bringing back Cameron Rising and the tight end, whose name I can't pronounce, that was out last season as well. And, you know, they had a very strong team despite dealing with those injuries. And I think that they're in a good position to be a contender this season and, you know, in the future of this conference. But that's what's going on right now in the Big 12, I think, that's going to be interesting, is it's going to be a power grab right now, an arms race, whatever you want to call it. Similar to kind of the Big East days when Miami and Virginia Tech and all those teams left, and then it was kind of toss up. You know, Louisville was coming in. They were thinking they were going to take over the conference, and all of this was happening, but there was a lot of teams that ended up having good years being ranked high. I think that we could see the Big 12 go through a similar transition, which is what's really exciting me right now as a WVU football fan, because, you know, Neil Brown and this staff has this program in a really good place right now at the perfect possible time, I think, where in the conference is right now, where it's going to be up for grabs, kind of anyone's game. And West Virginia is on pretty much an even playing field, you know, NIL wise, recruiting wise, you know, a lot of factors with the remaining Big 12 teams and most of the new Big 12 teams as well. So, you know, West Virginia is positioned in a way similar to where they were in the Big East days, where they kind of took over that conference. They could do that here in the Big 12. And, you know, Big 12 gets that automatic bid for the playoffs as well. So West Virginia's in a good spot, but there's a lot of teams thinking the same way. And Utah is probably one of those. And I think that when we see the, you know, Big 12 media poll come out here in the near future, you know, media day is just a couple months away now or so, I wouldn't be surprised to see Utah near the top of that list for sure, Silas, and have an easy schedule. That's, you know, what I'm really concerned about this season with the Big 12, to be honest with you, is the fact that we have all these teams and they didn't go into divisions or didn't go into a pod system or anything. What I'm really concerned about when you have a lot of teams that kind of look like they're even and can vie, you know, be contenders for the conference, is that what if it happens that a lot of us have similar records? Let's say there's three or four teams with similar conference records, similar overall records, and it's going to really piss me the hell off if West Virginia has an amazing season to where they have a chance to go to a Big 12 championship game and they end up getting kept out of it off a damn coin flip or something crazy like that because the Big 12 didn't decide not to do divisions, which is kind of weird to me when you got, you know, what, 14 teams now. When you had 10 and everybody played everybody, it was okay to do that and just have your top two teams play for a conference title. But when you got 14, it can get messy. And, you know, unfortunately, I hope West Virginia isn't involved in one of those messy situations. Timmy says he thinks West Virginia Mountaineers have a great chance to win the Big 12 within the next few years. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more at all. Sal says they have a QB that was great, but towards ACL. Yeah, Cameron Rising. He was, I remember him, man, coming up in Elite 11 and stuff. He's a good quarterback, so. Yeah, but let everyone hand them the championship already, though, is the thing, Silas, because the more that we're counted out and doubted, probably the better for us. We saw us be very good playing motivated last year, and I think Neil Brown will find plenty of ways to motivate us this year for sure. But speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about something that motivated Garrett Green a lot last season, I believe, the Big 12 quarterback rankings from 247 Sports. Now, we remember last season, Garrett Green was ranked dead last in the Big 12 quarterback rankings going into the season. You know, also was dead last among the Power 5 quarterbacks. So certainly a lot of disrespect. He proved a lot of people wrong. But let's see if they have bought in right here with this year's Big 12 football quarterback rankings, post-spring projections here. They're going, you know, bottom to top is where we're going to start this thing. Carter Bonds did this for 247 Sports. And we'll start here at number 16 and kind of work our way up. Gary Bohannon from BYU is who they have at 16. We remember him, you know, transferred from USF, I believe. I think he was somewhere else. We saw him before that as well. I want to say he's at USF. He was somewhere else before that because I remember seeing him play. Was he at Baylor? Was that where it was maybe before he was at USF? I can't remember. But anyway, that's they've got him ranked last. So if nothing else, Garrett Green, at least a little bit more respect because he's not – at the bottom of the list anymore, right? So for sure, that's better. Definitely, definitely wasn't expecting him to be there, but nowhere near there. Sam Levitt at Arizona State is number 15 there. Arizona State quarterback room in flux, so you know, not necessarily even sure that maybe he will be the starter. Brendan Swordsby at Cincinnati there at 14, another transfer. Josh Hoover at TCU, quarterback that West Virginia saw last year. At number 13, Baron Morton at Texas Tech at 12. I'm surprised a little bit that he's that low. I think that he's a guy with a little bit of talent that's, you know, maybe being a little bit underrated this year. I don't know. We'll see. Texas Tech could be a little bit of a dark horse maybe. There's a lot of teams in this conference that I think are feeling that way. I would certainly have him above Alan Bowman personally. You know, Alan Bowman's a guy who's been playing since 1942, but the only really time he ever looked explosive, I think, was that first initial run he had at Texas Tech because he was having some really impressive games. He had like a 500-yard game. He may have even had a 600-yard game or close to it. And then they came into West Virginia, and we, you know, lit him up. That's when we were sending that blitz. Unfortunately, injured him. I think it was a lung injury or something. That's what kind of knocked him out of the mix at Texas Tech and then kind of sent him on his transfer path. But I think ever since then, he's never really been the same and been explosive, kind of been more of a game manager. I would have him a little bit lower personally, but I guess with the veteran experience, they've got him at 11. Number 10, Donovan Smith from Houston. You know, he's a guy we've seen at Texas Tech. now at Houston, saw him last year. And I think he's got, you know, some decent talent as well. Obviously, we saw their passing attack, you know, really look good last season. But West Virginia was, you know, dealing with some injuries, you know, when it was the first game playing with some of those injuries. So he's in just barely in the top 10 of the conference, though, here, according to 247 Sports, behind Daquan Finn of Baylor. A guy that just transferred in from Toledo. He was the MAC player of the year last year, so you can see why they've got him here in the top 10. And then Rocco Becht. Hey, there's a WVU connection, right? The son of Anthony Becht, the quarterback of Iowa State. Impressive season for a freshman last year. Iowa State really bounced back and had a good year with him at the helm. You know, wasn't expected to play as much as he did, you know, with the injuries to not the injury, but it was the gambling scandal, right, for Hunter Deckers. Hunter Deckers had that gambling scandal at Iowa State, so then Rocco Becht was called upon there with them. And then at number seven, Avery Johnson from Kansas State. We know that he is very explosive. I'm surprised that he's not a little bit higher on the list, actually. Kansas State's a team that scares me a little bit, especially with their offense. You know, Giddens was a good running back last year, and now they've brought in Dylan Edwards from Colorado to add to that mix. But Avery Johnson, I think, similar to Garrett Green. I don't think he's as good of a passer as Garrett Green, but I also think he's maybe a little bit faster than Garrett Green as well. Good runner. We'll see what he does, you know, full-time starter this year. KJ Jefferson at UCF transferring in from Arkansas. We saw, you know, transfer portal sleeper with a fresh start here at UCF, and we saw, you know, Arkansas have some big wins with him at the helm in the past. And then here we are at number five, Garrett Green. Talk about an upgrade. From last season, you know, a bit more respect going from dead last. The conference adds more team, and he still gets into the top five, ranked at fifth. Personally, I'd have him a little bit higher, but you guys know I'm biased. But let's see what they say here about Garrett Green. Pro Football Focus tab, Garrett Green is the most underrated quarterback in college football entering next year. Perhaps then he will climb the Big 12 quarterback ladder and finish his senior year as one of the league's elite signal callers. The longtime backup took on his biggest role to date during a breakout 2023 season in which he passed for 2,406 yards and 16 touchdowns and racked up 772 more yards and an additional 13 scores on the ground. Could hit that 2020 club this year, I'm telling you guys. And Green is a textbook gunslinger as he ranked second nationally last season in yards per completion but managed just a 53% completion rate. So that's one thing that does have to come up. He's got that completion rate up. They got him behind Jalen Daniels. I'd have him ahead of Jalen just because Jalen didn't play last year. But they have Jalen Daniels 4. Cameron Rising, the quarterback we were talking about at Utah, at 3. Noah Fifita at 2. And, of course, number 1, Shedeur Sanders. Personally, I don't think it's a terrible list. Definitely not as bad as it was last year when they had Garrett Green dead last. I would have Garrett Green probably 3rd or 2nd. I think Shedeur is your given number 1. I would probably still keep Fifita at 2. But I would put Garrett Green above Rising and Daniels just because they both sat out last season. Meanwhile, Garrett Green had a very explosive year last year. But I think they did a better job ranking it this year than last year. But what are your all's thoughts there on that ranking? Throw them in the chat here. Touch on some of your all's comments here momentarily. Then I got a couple, you know, small little news topics I want to touch on. And then I'll remind you guys of, you know, in case some people came in late and said we got a few more people in here now than we did earlier. I'll remind you guys of the channel announcement here that I started off with and kind of provide that graphic and show you guys the membership levels and all the benefits that you can get here. Let me take a swig of my water and I'll catch up and chat and then we'll carry on, guys. Chris Gerald, appreciate you, man. Bohannon was at Baylor, I'm pretty sure. I thought so. I could have sworn. I knew it was somewhere else in the Big 12 that we had seen him before. I think it was Baylor. I believe you're right. WVU Football Going Deep, appreciate you, man. And you guys head over, check out WVU Football Going Deep here on YouTube as well. If you're into WVU Football, he's putting out a ton of awesome content lately. Those color-coded roster things he's done is really cool. You know, a bunch of stuff that he's doing over there is really innovative and different than what anybody else I've seen do as far as WVU Football coverage is concerned. So check him out here on YouTube as well. But he says, 2 gripes with these rankings. The explanations make no real sense, and calling Green a textbook gunslinger is just ignorant. Yeah, I felt that's the one thing that stood out to me. I was like, I don't know if I would describe Green as a gunslinger, because when I think gunslinger, I think, like, you know, Brett Favre or, you know, something like that. And he's just – his game's not that to me. It's more I don't know. I don't even know if I could think of a comp off the top of my head for Garrett Green. He's just so much – himself, I guess, really, you know, just that moxie that he brings to the game. But I agree, there are, you know, were a few gripes through there, but definitely less gripes than I had last year, for sure. I don't mind where they had him. Like I said, I probably would have put him 3rd or 2nd, probably 3rd, but top 5, you know, no slouch there. And who knows, by the end of the season, he could be up there near the top, and that would be amazing, right? That would be amazing. Shaggy of WV says, par for the course. We are always disrespected. GG is one of the best quarterbacks in the conference. He may not have the arm talent, but he makes up for it with his IQ, his legs, and his leadership. That's a great point, Shaggy. That's what I see when I, you know, talk about Garrett Green's game, and that's why I think I was just kind of finding having trouble putting, you know, tabs on a comp for him. It's because the thing about Garrett Green that stands out is, to me, he's just a winner, first and foremost. That's what I see with Garrett Green always, is he's just got this moxie, this will to win that no matter what, and I really started to realize it last season, especially when we got into, like, two-minute situations, and he was always handling them, and we were really thriving in those situations no matter what. Obviously, the Houston game stands out with, you know, what they did, even though it ended up in a loss. But, you know, there's other games, too, throughout the season, Baylor being one that's really up there near the top of the list with that final drive, despite the fact that they hadn't even played a good game. They still found a way there. And I think that's Garrett Green in a nutshell, because with him as the quarterback, I just have this feeling that no matter what, I'm not worried, because I feel like no matter what, if we are within striking distance, he's going to give us a chance there at the end of the game. He's going to, you know, give us a shot to win it. And hopefully that's, you know, leading to success this season yet again, like last season, because I think that just with him there at the helm, we could have something special. You know, he's a great leader. It's that IQ, like you were talking about, that leadership, though, that's really built a great chemistry for this team. And I think you see it and you can really sense it more than you have in any years in recent memory. And that's why I got a feeling this could be a very special season. Great point there, Shaggy, for sure. Let's see, who else we got in here? Not always called innovative, but different. Oh, yeah. Hey, aren't they one and the same sometimes, for sure? I think you're innovative, Forrest, for sure. I love the stuff that you do, man. But having said that, we got another good comment here about Green first, though. Green's teammates would run through a wall for him. Can other quarterbacks on that list say the same? Doubt Sanders can. Immediately when I was reading your quote, the beginning of your quote before you said that, I was thinking the same thing, because, you know, Shedeur Sanders and, you know, not even him, but just the way that that team's ran there, it's really different. And I don't think that they're going to have that much success this year. You know, maybe they'll make a bowl game, maybe they won't. But, you know, just like having his sons recruit the transfer portal for him is just kind of odd. Just kind of some of the choices are kind of weird, and think that maybe, you know, Coach Prime's ego could get in the way there. You know, that's a different subject entirely. But I think here we just have a really good culture right now, and Garrett Green is a big part of the reason why. I think that, you know, it's a guy that Neil Brown sought after since he was at Troy. It was one of the first guys he offered here at West Virginia. It was the first commit here. So it's like he's literally been here since the beginning, ready to build this thing. The first commit Neil Brown got, you know, was Garrett Green, you know. So it's like one and the same. They've both been waiting for these years to come, you know, Garrett Green to be the starter, Neil Brown to have the program at a point where it could be successful. And everything's kind of just rallying around that fact. And I think everything's just kind of a perfect storm, if you will. I think we got a good chance of catching lightning in a bottle, for sure, for sure. But having said that, one more thing as far as WVU football is concerned. How about another transfer update? And it's another offer sent out. WVU Sports Now with another great update here. Mike Asti with this one. West Virginia, we know they've been after some receivers. They've been after some defensive backs. And they're continuing to try and go after receivers after they've offered another transfer. This one from Charlotte, Jack Hastera, as you see him putting it out on social media, that he was offered, listed at 6'1", 190 pounds, a Cedar Park, Texas native, on the hunt for his third college program after starting his career at Colorado. Last year in 2023, started in 7 games, played in 9, 28 catches, 350 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And I think the interesting connection here is that West Virginia just brought in the defensive back from Charlotte as well. So who knows if that will help as well. He also has offers currently from Houston, Nevada, Ole Miss, and Utah State. Let's see if I can pull up this quick little highlight clip that he has on social media and see if we can take a look at those. And then I'm going to pull up the transfer portal tracker, and we'll talk a little bit about the other transfers that West Virginia was targeting. Right now, Hastera seems to be the only offer. But let's see here. There's some of the accolades. At Colorado, we started in 4 games, 14 for 157. At Charlotte, we just went over those numbers. Led the team with catches to 15 yards or more, so it seems like he may have some speed. Player of the week versus Georgia State, 7 catches, 109 and a TD. Versus SMU, 7 for 81 and a TD. Led the team in third down conversions, 2 years of eligibility remaining. All right, let's check out some highlights. All right, there he is in the slot. Okay, Okay, nice little outcut. So he kind of, you know, just reminds me of the Wes Welker type, you know. But I think that he looks like he's got some decent speed, though. Yeah, he can move, man. I figured that that was the case when it said he let him in, catches the 15 yards or more. And looks like on most of these, he's open via speed. So maybe that's what they're after, is another speedy receiver here. So it seems to me, you know, we knew they were after a bigger body. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go after that. But maybe if they can't find that 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", frame receiver, they're looking to add another speed piece. Because this seems more like that speedy slot type. You know, not that big frame. He's only 6'1". But liking some of the route running that I'm seeing, and like I said, deceptive speed for his size. Is, I mean, you know, so I think that it wouldn't be a bad addition. Glad to see the offer go out. And I think that, you know, anytime you're adding depth to that receiver room, that's good, because we know that that's something they've been looking to do. Add depth to receiver, add depth at defensive back, and potentially, you know, add another defensive lineman because of some of the injuries that have happened there as well. So looked at some of his plays. Let's pull up now the transfer portal tracker here on the CRW. Because we're going to add him in here, potentially. There we go. Jack Castera from Charlotte. But also I wanted to update this because Trent Hudson has committed to Mississippi State. I believe WB Football Going Deep was the first one to provide me with that update. And Kadarius Kelly, I can't remember where he committed right off, but committed elsewhere also. So for now, transfer portal target list looking a little light. But we also know that they're only going to probably plan to bring in, you know, two to three more pieces, I would say, at most. They're right at the scholarship limit now. So, you know, they'll have to kind of move some things around to get it to work. But, you know, if any other offers go out that I see, I'll try and provide another transfer portal update here. But that's what we're looking at right now. I wanted to add Jack Castera to the list and kind of let you guys know where things stood on there. As West Virginia continues to add the final, you know, cherries on top to the roster, if you will, before we head into 2024. And then the other main thing that I wanted to talk about here, I'm sure you guys have seen this, but just in case you haven't, I was hoping that the university would officially announce it and come out with it today so I could pull up the official press release from then. But unfortunately, that hasn't been the case yet. We only have the leak currently, but, you know, it's as good as gold pretty much coming from Pete Thamel, right? West Virginia Athletic Director Ren Baker has signed a two-year extension, which will keep him here through December of 2030. It's crazy to believe that he's been here since December of 2022. But excellent news, guys. Good for Ren, and also I think even more importantly, great for WVU because of how good a job he's done since he's been here. Been so impressed with Ren, everything he's had to navigate, you know, some really tumultuous times in the beginning with the basketball situation, both the men's program, then the women's program, hiring a coach, that coach Bolting, then hitting another home run with Mark Kellogg, who's going to be phenomenal, hitting a home run with Darren DeVries. The baseball program's amazing. They just put on one of the best WVU spring games I've ever been a part of. And there's just amazing vibes around the athletic program right now. And I think you've got to tip your cap to Ren Baker for that. And, you know, one thing that you're always concerned about when someone's doing such a good job is you're worried about someone stealing him away. And to me, this is the perfect response to those Missouri athletic rumors, athletic director rumors we were hearing just a few months ago. Is here, you know, a couple months later, Ren Baker saying, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Matter of fact, here's an extension. I'm sticking around and be a Mountaineer for a while. And I think that means our Mountaineer athletic programs will thrive because of that. And then lastly, I just wanted to share this as far as some of our NFL guys, Beanie Bishop and Zach Frazier. Beanie Bishop wearing number 30 in the camp with the Steelers. Now, you know, Jaylen Warren does wear number 30 for the Steelers. So if Beanie does make the roster, what am I saying? If when Beanie does make the roster, he'll have to change his number from 30 probably. But for now, he's wearing 30. And I think he does have a great chance to make the roster, especially with his ability to play special teams. And, you know, he really always proves people wrong nonetheless. And then, of course, Zach Frazier, we can see here rookie numbers for the Steelers draft picks. Zach Frazier gets to keep that number 54, so hopefully you'll see that 54 behind the center for the Steelers starting in the NFL now, much like we saw it throughout his collegiate career here at WVU. So that's pretty much all the topics I had, you guys. I'm going to catch up in the chat with you guys one more time, encourage you guys, you know, drop any questions, comments, concerns you got there. I'm going to touch on your guys' comments one more time here. And then I want to share the channel update in case people came in here late. some new information about the channel. I'm going to share it one more time before we close out here, but let me catch up in chat before I do that. Okay. WVU Football Going Deep says, people say being a commit doesn't mean anything anymore, but it does at WVU. Those are the guys Coach Brown recruits. Absolutely. You know, they've finally got it to a point where they know who and how they want to fit it culture-wise with even the transfer pieces and such, I think. You know, you've heard a lot of talk about that with them, you know, crafting this culture now and finally having a good point. And you can see it, and we're going to reap the benefits of it for sure. I think that they're going out and getting guys that want to commit to this program and, you know, be fully committed, and it's great to see. Couldn't agree more there for sure. WVU Football Going Deep says WVU could win the Big 12 the next 3 years. After that, we'll see. But the program is built for long-term success now. Couldn't agree more. And it seems like everything is, you know, kind of coming to a point where they can just take this conference and grab it right now. If they want it, it's theirs for the taking. Like I said, there's plenty of other Big 12 programs right now saying the same. But why not West Virginia? Why not us? We're in as good a shape and have as good a chance as anyone. And hopefully we'll see it come to fruition this year, man. Hopefully we'll see it. Shaggy of WVU's slot receiver would fit Garrett Green's game perfectly. I think so, too. I think that would be a great experience piece to add. And I think you could use another slot receiver when you look at the two deep a little bit. You know, you kind of are a little bit thin behind Preston Fox and Rodney Gallagher right now. You know, you got Day-Day Farmer coming in. You got Dom Collins coming in. You still have Jarrell Williams on the roster. But, you know, adding another slot wouldn't be a bad move. Eric says, we got 40 tight ends. A short possession receiver couldn't hurt. You're right. We got 40 tight ends, and they're all about 6'6", it seems like, too. Good problem to have. Not complaining by any means. Timmy Green says, West Virginia definitely has helped – or Bryn Baker, excuse me, definitely has helped West Virginia Athletics. Hope he stays for at least 10 years. Hey, man, he can stay as long as he wants, and we're going to try and keep him around as long as possible with the way things are going right now, for sure. WVU Football Going Deep. Now you're talking dream scenarios, pipe dream scenarios, probably, unfortunately. But he says, imagine if Baker, Brown, DeVries, and Kellogg are all 20-year guys. You never know, but if so, we would be talking about the golden age of WVU sports, probably. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Shaggy WVU, it was a travesty that Beanie wasn't drafted, and I couldn't agree more with that comment. I literally thought for sure, you know, once he started popping up in mock drafts, that he would be, you know, sixth or seventh round at least. But I think that he's got a good chance to make a roster. Someone's going to get a steal with Beanie. He's impressive. Silas says, did you get season tickets, Jordan? I did, Silas. I did. First time ever. You know, that's something checking off the bucket list this year. Finally was able to pull the trigger and do that. I do have season tickets for this upcoming season. And a great season to do it, right? 7 home games and, of course, Penn State being the leadoff. I'm super excited about it, Silas. I do, man. Hopefully, you know, some of you guys to do as well. Maybe we'll get a chance to meet up at some of these games and stuff. That'd be a lot of fun. But having said that, speaking of meetups, there will be meetups, virtual ones, involved with the new channel update. Some of you guys that came in late didn't get a chance to see this. I'm going to share it one more time. And speaking of the meetups, they will be at the Almost Heaven level. I'll talk about that momentarily. But first, let's talk about new channel memberships here on the Country Roads webcast. On all the pre-recorded videos here on the live streams, you'll see a join button there beside, you know, Country Roads webcast down there where you see the video description. And if you click that, it'll give you two options, two different levels you can join at, the being the Wild and Wonderful level and one being the Almost Heaven level. Let's talk about the Wild and Wonderful level. It's $4.99 per month. You're going to get custom badges, which I think that that's pretty cool. The badges that I have set up are actually WVU football helmets, and they kind of go by, you know, your duration of being a member. When you first join, the first custom badge you'll receive is a gold WVU football helmet, just the regular one. And if once you're a member for 1 month, you will get the white WVU football helmet. Once you're a member for 2 months, you will get a blue WVU football helmet badge. Once you're a member for 6 months, you get the state outline American flag blue WVU football helmet. If you're a member for a year, you get the white American flag state outline WVU helmet. And then if you're a hardcore member and you stay that way for a long time, we get into some of my favorite helmets I put at the 2, 3, and 4 year mark. If you're a channel member for 2 years, you will then get the black WVU Coal Rush helmet badge. If you're a channel member for 3 years, you'll get the Country Roads helmet, the white one. And then if you're a channel member for 4 years, you will get a blue Country Roads custom badge. So those are the badges that you can get. Like I said, the longer you're there, those are kind of the custom badges it's talking about. And those badges will show up beside your name once you're a member, and that will give you, you know, priority in the comments. I'll always try and respond to the member comments. And of course, in live streams here, when I see one of those helmet badges, I'll always try and pull your comment up on the screen when I can. And it's also going to give you early access to videos, which is really cool, especially come football season when the podcast episodes start coming out 2 per week. You'll have access to the game previews and the game reviews before anyone else. So that's what you'll get at the Wild and Wonderful level. But then if you're, you know, a big fan, a big WVU football fan, this Almost Heaven level, I think, is where it gets really fun. Now, for $7.99 a month, like I said earlier, that's what, 2 tanks of gas, not a lot, only $8. You're going to get everything that I just covered in that Wild and Wonderful level, but we're also going to have some fun doing a monthly live stream hangout, which is just going to be, you know, a Q&A stream like this, but instead of me having the news topics to pull up and talk about throughout, we're literally just going to sit here and, hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing? And just chat back and forth. You guys chat with me. You guys chat in the chat, you know, maybe throw some games in, who knows, but literally just a hangout, you know, a monthly live stream hangout for the Almost Heaven level members. And then also another time that we'll be hanging out is when I'm doing rewatch commentaries. I mean, not rewatch commentaries, excuse me, film reviews. The film reviews will most likely be live streams as well. You guys may remember in the past, I did do Cruise film reviews on the channel for some select WVU football games. I will be bringing back the Cruise film reviews for every WVU football game this season. And I'll be, you know, rewatching it live with you guys, pausing it, going over the film, talking about some of the WVU's play selections. And it's going to be really fun going throughout the season as we see WVU develop. And we can talk about, hey, remember when we did this film review a few weeks ago and they did this play? And now look, a couple games later, they set it up like they're running that play, and it's something different off of it, because that's something that was really fun to watch last season develop, was all the different variations West Virginia had on plays. And we can talk about it together in a live stream if you're at that Almost Heaven level. And then also something that's, I think, really cool that I haven't, you know, seen anyone else offer is WVU football game rewatch commentaries. And like I stated at the beginning, I'm going to hopefully have these up or start uploading here at the beginning of the week. I'm going to go through all of last season, rewatch the games, and just kind of talk about it, you know, as the game progresses throughout. You know, I'll let you guys know when to start the game so you guys can watch it too if you want, and I'll just provide commentary for the game as we watch it. And these are going to be releasing throughout, you know, the next few weeks. I'm going to try and go back and rewatch the entire 2023 season. But also, when you join at the Almost Heaven member level, you have the ability to request a specific WVU football game rewatch commentary. So if it's on YouTube and you want me to rewatch 1988 WVU football game and provide a commentary for it, you can do that once you become an Almost Heaven channel member here at the Country Roads webcast. So when you join, you get the ability to request a WVU football game rewatch commentary. Plus, you will see in the members only videos just other WVU football rewatch commentaries going back. I'm going to do back through the 2023 season. Will be the first ones you'll see popping up on there. I'm kind of going to try and go chronologically back through that season. And then, of course, the Cruise film reviews will start. I'm going to hopefully over some point this summer start with the Gold Blue spring game, kind of do one for that, just to kind of wet our whistle. And then moving forward, they will be coming out weekly throughout the season. So a lot of cool perks that you're going to want to get in on. And I tried to set it up to where I could start this before WVU football season gets going, because that's when this membership is really going to be really beneficial. But before then, you know, to have content in the meantime, going to go back through the 2023 season. And if we get, you know, some members in at that Almost Heaven level throughout this month, at the end of this month, I'll announce it. We will do our first, you know, live stream hangout if some people join there. So if not, maybe it'll start in June. But depending on once we get enough people there at that level, I will let you guys know and keep you updated. But if you're a WVU football fan, I think this will give you some really cool perks that you're probably not getting anywhere else, as far as I know. And I'm also debating on, if I can figure it out, adding a dedicated Discord server for Almost Heaven channel members as well. That will be, you know, just a Discord server you can download on your phone. You guys can talk to each other, and I can pop in there and talk to you guys as well. Don't know a lot about Discord, so I would have to, you know, have somebody help me with that. But for sure, all these things you see on the screen are 100% going to be offered. Wild and Wonderful level, some really cool stuff. But the Almost Heaven level, man, that's where it really gets fun, when you can have some hangouts, we can do some rewatches, and some film reviews. So definitely that's the major channel update. I wanted to share that in case some people came in late, wanted to go back over that one more time. And then the other thing that I wanted to cover is just the fact that here on the Country Roads webcast, it's just going to be WVU football dedicated content only. So that just means that, you know, my videos that I'm putting out, that'll be the main subjects in my live streams. That'll be the subjects that I'm covering. But that doesn't mean in Q&As, whether it be the members only live stream hangouts or be those like these, you can still ask basketball questions. We can still talk about basketball. The, you know, subject of the videos just won't be basketball related anymore. Just stricken to strictly WVU football here on the channel, lightening that workload a little bit so that I can throw a little bit more extra on my plate to do that cool member content with you guys. So hopefully some of you guys take me up on my offer and join and become a CRW channel membership. That'd be really cool if you did so. And I think it'd be beneficial for you as well and get some fun WVU football content out of it. So that's one of the main things I wanted to update here, was provide that important channel update in addition to the Ren Baker extension, the Big 12 quarterback rankings, all the other stuff that we've discussed here. But let me catch up with you guys one more time in the chat. Throw any thoughts you got in there. I'm going to catch up here one more time, and then we'll get ready to wrap this thing up. Appreciate you guys tuning in for this May 10th Country Roads webcast live stream here on the channel. Silas says, same, his first year too. Hey, great minds think alike, Silas. Hopefully we'll be able to get a chance to meet up there at one of the games there. Timmy Green says, looking forward to being a member of your channel. Hope everyone that can will join me and be in there. Let's go, Mountaineers. Hey, Tim, appreciate that a lot. Hey, someone's got to be the, you know, the Pied Piper leading everyone. So maybe you will be, Timmy, for sure. That's pretty cool, man, and I really do appreciate it. Hey, and whether there's, you know, 5 of us, 10 of us, or 50 of us, we'll do those live stream hangouts. That's the threshold that I'm kind of trying to get to, at least as long as we get like five to 10 people signed up. Once we get there, that's when I'm going to start, you know, putting out those monthly live stream hangouts and stuff. So, you know, hopefully some people do follow your footsteps, Timmy, and they're going to get some pretty cool WVU football content if they do choose to do so. It should be able to do it now. Let me see if I can pull up my own YouTube here and see if it does have it up there yet. I'm not 100% sure that it is, but it should be. It was approved, but I may have to still do something to have the join button pop up there. Let me see. Yeah, I don't see it on there yet, so bear with me. But going forward, when you come to the channel, there should be a join link, and on the videos, there should be a join link as well. I have set up the memberships. I'm sure there's probably just something else I have to submit to have that join button pop up, but I will put out an announcement on social media and a post here on YouTube when I do that. I'll double check as soon as the stream ends. But those are the tiers. I have set them up, so everything there is confirmed 100%. Once that join button's there, you can join at those levels with those tiers. Linda Skidmore says, I could see Chester Frazier being a coach that would be a 20-year coach if DeVries goes to the Big Ten. Hey, I'd be all for that too. Chester Frazier is a great coach as well. Hopefully he does stick around WVU for a while. Coach Leslie on Three Guys had a neat story about watching a WVU game and thinking that must be a great job a few months before Neil Brown got hired and brought him in. WVU Ball Going Deep says, that's funny that you mentioned that. I just had a chance to listen to that, and I was really intrigued by that because he was talking about, you know, the Pat White days and how West Virginia was, you know, he, in his mind, one of the, you know, highly regarded teams in college football. Sounds like he had a lot of respect for the program even before he came here, which is pretty cool to hear. And he also worked with Clint Trick at WVU Football Going Deep. Says, yeah, I forgot about that at the Last Chance U program, who always talked about WV and reminded Jordan Leslie of it. So it was kind of a bug in his ear before he even got here, it sounds like, for sure, for sure. And hopefully I think that we have a chance to see him put on, you know, one of the best defenses we've seen him put out here at West Virginia this year. I like a lot of the potential of the guys that he was talking up there in that Three Guys interview indeed. So definitely some good stuff coming down the line for WVU, it sounds like. And we'll have plenty of updates on WVU football content here on the Country Roads webcast. So, you know, before you head out, hit the thumbs up button. That helps a ton with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're a WVU football fan and you haven't already, be sure to subscribe here. And as I just provided in the channel, soon there should be a join button. Become a channel member. You can join the Wild and Wonderful level for $4.99 per month. Get some really cool perks. But if you move up that Almost Heaven level at $7.99 per month, awesome stuff, including film reviews, game rewatch commentaries, live stream hangouts, a lot of fun stuff there. So hopefully, you know, you guys do become a channel member. But if you don't, I still appreciate your support by just being a subscriber here. That helps a ton, and hitting that thumbs up button really does go a long way as well. If you didn't get a chance to tune in live and throw in your thoughts, throw them in the comments there. Always appreciate those interactions as well. Here on the Country Roads webcast channel, having said that, be back soon with some more WVU football content in the near future. As always, I'm Jordan Cruz, and until next time, let's go Mountaineers. If you really want to know, then come on, let's go. Take a stroll down those...